We are Reefer Madness, the podcast. We record out of Dauphin, Manitoba, Canada. My name is Kirk Nyquist. I'm a registered nurse in Manitoba.
I'm Trevor Schufeld. I'm the pharmacist.
It's Reefer Madness, the podcast with Trevor and Kirk.
So, Trevor, how are you?
Kirk, I'm good. How about everybody out there? We are coming for our first ever live to tape from Hempfest in Saskatoon. Can we hear the audience? That is an enormous audience of thousands.
Thousands. I can't even see the guys in
it's
the back.
It's kind of like our first stadium show.
Yeah. So what time did you get up this morning?
5:30.
We drove here from Manitoba, and we I don't think we even put the radio on. It was just, we should have recorded it.
Yeah, well, it was just you rambling, really.
Sure. We're going to do a Q&A. Today, we're going to interview Jackie Child. Jackie Child is a cannabis influencer. She's going to help us understand what that means and how she works with cannabis in her life.
And Jackie has had cannabis in her life for quite a while, and will sort of tell you how it has made her life better and how she's basically trying to make other people and specifically women's life better through the use of cannabis.
And at the end of it, there'll be a Q&A if you want to ask questions. Again, Trevor's a pharmacist and I'm a nurse, and we're looking at cannabis from the perspective of reefer madness, reefer mellow, and reefer medicine. So we're trying to look at it from all ends. So
without further ado, I see Jackie is looking at us, so that's good. So I'm going to bring up Jackie Childs, and I'm going to leave the stage, and she's going to chat with Kirk.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
All right. So Trevor has left the stage. Trevor has left the stage, leaving Jackie Childs and myself. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Saskatoon.
Yes.
Hempfest.
So we've known each other online for about a year.
Yeah. It's just maybe just over a year now. No?
Yeah. Well, Jackie's one of our first, I guess, supporters that
shared my cannabis journey with you.
Yes, you did. We have in our podcast, we have my cannabis stories. We also have another person in the audience that shared my cannabis
stories. Sue!
Yeah, Sue!
She's a lime warrior.
Yeah. Jackie, you are a cannabis influencer.
Yes.
What is a cannabis influencer?
Okay, first of all, influencer, yuck. That's a gross word. I have over 2 million followers on Facebook, and I'm an international best-selling author and speaker. I started using social media just like everyone else did, with pictures of my cat and my food and how great my kid is. And that following grew, and now I'm into the millions. And I started recently, just over 2 years ago, sharing my journey with cannabis, because I am, I suffer from anxiety and debilitating anxiety and depression, and I have Crohn's disease, which is really isolating and embarrassing. I started sharing those journeys, and it grew and grew and grew, and events and speaking engagements, and people started to reach out to me to come to their events. Now, when we say the word influencer, you see the girls getting their free stuff and taking pictures at wherever they are with their little whatever. That is an influencer, right? That's a micro influencer. I am an incorporated brand and business, and I'm sharing everything as openly and authentically as I can, and putting myself out there for real. I'm not just, yes, I have some edited pictures. I've modeled most of my life on and off. I've sort of aged out of that. I'm now 46 years old.
You just outed yourself.
which is the type of influencer I am. If you want to believe me and my brand and my story, I have to share everything as openly and honestly as possible, which also brands, sponsors, you can't just come to me and offer me a bag of money and say, here's what you're sharing now. You can for the influencer, other influencers in the world, you can't for me. My part of being healthy and being well and using cannabis is honesty and empathy, being as honest in all parts and all aspects of my social media. And to get well and to heal, that's part of my journey.
Okay, so you started using cannabis, but you already had a social media following.
Yes.
So you came out.
Yes, I came out on social media. I think I posted a picture that's probably really graphic, like I was on the toilet or something, and
I remember
and,
that picture.
And it got a lot of likes.
All right, so that was the sound of the microphone falling off the speaker. We had put a microphone on the speaker to record all this for the podcast, and of course the microphone fell off. So there's a bit of audio here, I'm just disclaiming this, a bit of audio that's going to sound a little bit hollow, but then Trevor comes to the rescue in a couple of minutes and gets us back on track. So I just wanted to disclaim that. So let's carry on back to Jackie Childs and Trevor and Kirk.
I think that was the one that got me going, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I hit follow.
And I said, this is real, this is raw, and this is not new, this is what we all do, and I am suffering here, yeah. And this is where you find me most days, when I'm liking your pictures and when I'm sharing your stories, because of my Crohn's, anxiety, and depression, which I had been medicated for the last several years, and I started to abuse the pharmaceuticals. I am brand new to cannabis, just over 2 years. I tried it in high school, didn't inhale. I don't know. I did a hot knife with someone once. There we go. So starting sharing my real stories and my real, like, what's happening within cannabis in my life is how this has really taken off and has become, this is my full-time, this isn't my side thing. This is 24/7.
So you are paid,
yes,
to be an influencer.
I am a paid influencer. Jackie Childs is an incorporated brand.
Okay.
I won the O Cannabis Influencer of the Year, which is presented by Ricky Lake and Montel Williams. And there was a little bit of sort of a setback, sort of an issue that I won't touch on, but with that whole thing, so I didn't promote it. There was something that had happened that I was a little uncomfortable with or embarrassed about, and to show real influence in the space. So I didn't promote it, I didn't tag it, I didn't share it, and I won that award. And when I found out I won the award, I was at our newest dispensary talking to people with brain injuries, epilepsies, Lyme's disease, cancer, and that's where I was the night my award was awarded by Montel Williams and Ricky Lake to a massive audience.
That's cool.
Of me not there.
Okay. Well, that's cool. But now you can tag yourself as the winner.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's obviously sent your career into orbit.
Yeah. It's been pretty interesting. Yeah. I'm in Saskatoon. So it's been pretty crazy. So that was just a few months ago. And now I'm speaking several times a week, up to several times a week. Smaller groups with indigenous communities, with homeless youth, with moms trying to end the stigma so they can use cannabis medicinally like I do. That's really where my real passion and my real, and I earn a living by doing that.
Okay.
So it is really great that
is. Who would have thought?
But
right?
Also, so the years move. Before I became a cannabis influencer, I was influencing in the music and sort of fashion and beauty space, and I lost almost all. I've got a few music festivals still, but all my mainstream sponsors, as soon as I came out using cannabis, I lost all those sponsors.
Was that before legalization?
No, some before, right? Because it was just right before legalization that I came out, but after legalization, I'm an influencer all over the world, and a lot of like Mexican, like Spanish companies, and in Mexico and Spain, like
they were down there.
Yes, I was just down there, and I was just in Jamaica at a music festival too.
Okay.
So, they decided that I was too risque with my cannabis use and consumption, and that it went against their festival.
You are a medicinal user?
Yes.
You are a card-carrying medicinal user?
Yes.
So
I also grow my own.
You're allowed to in your province. Yes,
in Ontario we're allowed to grow four legal plants.
Well, Manitoba, they're saving the children by not letting us grow cannabis.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. So let's talk about cannabis as medicine, okay? So tell me about that experience. How does cannabis work for you? Do you have special cultivars, strains that you use?
Okay, well, my cannabis, like how it came into my in-laws are in their 70s, and they're constantly trying to get me to use CBD, CBD oils, check out CBD, research CBD. It'll help your Crohn's, and they would say, it'll cure you. Now, I am not cured of anything, I'm not an expert. What I do is share my journey, and I stopped my pharmaceuticals cold turkey, which I don't suggest either.
And I don't think the pharmacist would suggest it. No.
Sorry. And started using CBD in replace of my pharmaceuticals. I would use oils. I also started juicing the raw cannabis plant, and I noticed that I was better. And I was keeping it a secret too.
How were you better?
I hadn't had any flare-ups. I also blow it off like everybody has anxiety. When I say I have anxiety, it is like I'm soaked. I barely, and I'm in a room more than 10 people. I am a mess. Well, I started being able to do that. And when I was actually out, I would go, oh my God, I'm out. And what is different in my life is I've added cannabis. So that's, and while I was celebrating my cannabis use, I'm my own worst enemy. I started to drink a little more because I was out and I was socializing and I was living my best life. So then I started to add THC to the mix. I started eating edibles and I would vape and I would low dose and microdose. And I was telling someone, I just got back a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago from Jamaica, and it was the first time that I saw sunrise and sunset. I am no longer, I buy a bottle of wine, it might last me a month, and that is completely different. And I didn't take I'm not in some course or class, or I didn't I've added cannabis to my life.
So cannabis has helped you with your anxieties.
Definitely.
But you also have Crohn's.
Yes.
Have you found an improvement in your Crohn's?
As much as I go around and I tote, let's do cannabis, I had a flare-up a few weeks ago, and I was really uncomfortable, and I went on this way for about 20 hours. My husband came home, and he's like, can you have a dab? And I'm like, I don't do dabs. I don't want a dab. And he's like, I think you need a dab. And he's like, it'll help you. Well, 40 minutes after my dab, my CBD dab, I was completely relieved. Completely. What had been going on for almost 24 hours.
It was at this point in the interview that Trevor realized what had happened and reached over.
And I was better. And I'm still, as much as I'm writing it and talking and going around, I still, okay, I'm great today. Maybe tomorrow I'll fall back into the old, I'm great. And it's cannabis is the only difference.
So this has been self-medicated? Do you have a spiritual guide, a medical doctor? Do you have somebody that's following you through this?
No, actually I don't. I am lucky because of my influence, my social influence, that I have access to some of the best, within the cannabis space, some of the best doctors and the LP. A lot of LPs have reached out. A lot of craft growers have come and said, I'm dealing with anxiety and depression, or my wife has Crohn's and this is what we use. It's actually been all over Ontario, the indigenous communities have welcomed my husband and I up and said, this is what we've been doing for thousands of years or for generations and generations. Come and see that. It's been pretty amazing. I lived privately and quietly a long time suffering as with addictions and with my anxiety, and that now when I'm sharing this journey, it has become quite a spiritual journey, and it's been a beautiful community to be a part of. A community that I was the anti-drug. I grew up with Nancy Reagan, say no to drugs, this is your brain on drugs in the frying pan. That's how I raised my children. Drugs are bad, all drugs. You don't even go to the doctor. I didn't want them to have, you're fine unless your guts are falling out. You're not going. And now to have had this happen, and I'm, completely different.
But yet you had a bag of pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Anti-drug, but you got a bag of pharmaceuticals.
And my nightstand was covered. Something to sleep with, something to wake up, something to go out in public, something for your cramps, something for your headache, something for your annoying husband.
He's around here someplace.
Well, I'm since remarried. Oh. It was the ex.
Oh, you dumped the annoying husband and found cannabis.
I'm sure he's lovely
Is
now.
There a string for that?
There should be. We should start it.
The annoying husband.
A bunch of women should get together and think and
come up with a strain. I was high on this strain when I told the best. Can we say bastard? I guess we can.
Yeah. We're in Saskatoon, can't we?
Okay, so you're using cannabis, you're self-medicating.
Yep.
How do you track your medication?
So other than my own, I journal my own. And my husband also, he numbers is his thing. He knows how much, you know, what milligrams of what and what I've taken and how what worked best and what I should do next. I also am a massive fan, and I like to talk in public about this because it is uncomfortable, but I love to talk about suppositories. And that's an amazing way to get the cannabis right where you need it.
Right. So the spasming colon.
If it's, yes, exactly. If that's where the trouble is and that's where the inflammation is, then why wouldn't you?
How did you learn that?
And then, now, how did I learn it? Because of influencing, and I do a lot of research in the space myself, and I came across a pharmacist, a company in Ottawa, Canada, and they are compound, and I say witch doctors, they're doing all kinds of great things. Plant-based medicine. Yeah. And they were actually the ones who said, have you tried this? And I said, well, I read it, and whatever, and they're like, I think you should try it, and I think this will, and exactly, you also, because it doesn't pass your kidney, I believe, it doesn't go through the kidney. The liver. It doesn't go through the liver, so you don't get high from it. The inflammation subsides and the pain but you're not high.
Okay.
So I can take up to 400 milligrams that way. And I was like, but aren't you all? No, it doesn't.
400 milligrams.
And that's what I need there.
That's a lot.
And if
of
I was
cannabis.
To ingest that or try smoke that or eat that, or I'd be a mess.
And that's
a
compounded.
Little, yes, compounded.
That's compounded by a pharmacist for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that we have a sponsor.
Strain Print.
Do you use Strain Print as your journal?
So no, I use Strain Print as far as to research and to. I like the stuff they're doing, and I check out their stuff, but I'm not. It'd be more my husband that does that. Like I'm just sort of, you know, he's the numbers and doing the facts. But Strain Print is a great resource.
Strainprint.ca. They support Reefer Madness. If you are using cannabis and you want to have a log of cannabis, strainprint.ca is a fantastic tool.
Definitely. And I mean, they're growing and bigger and bigger. And they find women are their number one users.
Yes.
And women over 40 sharing, like journaling what they're using, what higher levels of CBD, and if they're using the oils instead of vaping. And it's really cool. It's a very, I mean, since legalization, we have all this, you know, we have a lot available to us now.
Yeah.
And part of what I share as well is hoping to end the stigma. Here's just this basic housewife. This, you know, I've got kids, I've got a husband.
I don't think you're a basic housewife.
I'm just your everyday mom.
my mom's a cannabis influencer.
And so I'm still me. I wanted to go back to influencing for a second. Because I thought I should touch base on when we all have a cell phone and we use Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. The difference is I study algorithms, the colorings to post, the time to post, what hashtags are trending, which hashtags best suit my story, which best hashtags will, you know, draw in. So I maybe we're going to have to, after HempFest, I'm going to change my, I'm not just going to be a cannabis influencer. Maybe I'll be a cannabis
housewife.
A cannabis housewife. I don't know. So, and I am, like I said, I have lost a lot of the mainstream sponsors and everything because of my passion and what I am sharing through my influencing. It's been interesting. I mean, it's been major positive. I'm living thanks to cannabis. I mean, I don't know where I would be.
And living in the sense that you have a life.
So I can tell quickly, I had been diagnosed with something, like something was up, and I had had a bunch of tests and things done, and I had to go to an oncologist. And I shared this story once before, that it was a beautiful sunny day and it's all windows in the front and all open, and I went into the line and everyone was in their late 70s and 80s and they looked miserable and they looked uncomfortable and they were, something was up. I waited in that line a little longer and it was a really nice day, and I kept thinking, what am I doing here? And I left and I never went back. Now, not to take my advice on that, but maybe we're not all supposed to live to 103. So maybe I will only live to 65, but thanks to cannabis and being pharma-free, the switch is a journey. I'm up for the challenge.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And I get emotional.
That, no worries.
Because much like a lot of the boards and people I speak with and the panels I'm on, they're represented and they work for a brand or a product or a service, or they've been to school, so they're a lawyer or a doctor, whatever. I am sharing me. So that's why I think I get so passionate and I get so emotional about it. And when I have Q&As, I get all worked up because I really believe that I'm living my best life thanks
well,
to cannabis.
Well, you showed yourself on the toilet. That's pretty much showing you.
It happens if you have Crohn's. I mean, if you're human, you've been there.
Open up to the floor. Does anybody have a question for Jackie? Yeah. Sue.
Good acoustics in here. So, Jackie, you said that you just recently started using THC, and could you tell us why?
Okay.
So, I was using just CBD and getting positive effects. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I truly believe adding the THC, just a little bit, microdose, helped with my sleep much better. Put me in it was working better. I don't know how it was working better or why it was working better, but through my self-experiment, just by adding low dose, small amounts of THC with my CBD started to help. I started to cook not just with CBD, I started to add THC, and I found relief that way. And sleep is really important for all of us. It's really important for moms, too, to get their sleep. And adding small amounts of THC. I mean, when I say small amounts, a microdose, like, I don't know, less than 2 milligrams. Now, this just started 2 years ago, but because I'm doing what I do for a living and I go around, I could probably consume 250 milligrams, 300 milligrams, and it's just like the old when I just started microdosing.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, and we talk CBD, because, okay, it's, you know, your grandmas are having it and your kids are, you're giving it to your pets and you're doing whatever. Really, 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 really helps with a tiny bit of THC. I think you get much more out of it.
We're also learning from the science that THC helps the CBD be less harmful to the body as well.
When I first started with CBD, I still, even though I would get stomach aches, like if I took too much and I get a weird headache, I don't get that with the THC, the microdose of THC added to it. I don't get the headaches, I don't get the dizziness, and I don't get any sort of stomach cramping.
Okay. Any other questions? Yep.
More of a comment, really. I have a daughter who has Ehlers-Danlos. I have a daughter who has Ehlers-Danlos. Anyway, it ended up with an infection in her bones, in her SI joint, that turned septic. And she ended up on life support. When she was in the hospital, they'd given her fentanyl and morphine. And when we left the hospital, they gave us bottles and bottles of hydromorphone, which is nicknamed hospital heroin. And I was expected to give this to her. And so we just to ask for oils and stuff like that to give her so we could give her something better that wasn't going to affect her stomach. It was almost impossible. So what you're doing right now is awesome. Thank you.
Cool. That's a deep one. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Yes, certainly.
Whoa. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm sorry. And I hope that what I'm doing can help people long after I'm gone. And I will use everything I have as far as social media I built to do better and to help change the face of cannabis. I hate when they say I'm the new face of cannabis. I'm just a different face, and there's people generations and generations. There's moms losing their children to our opioid crisis and to cancer, and I believe we have something that can help. No, exactly. I had just had a full hysterectomy, and we filled out forms with the pharmaceuticals that we didn't want, and they actually, while I was half asleep, came in with a handful of Percocets, and my husband stood up and said, "What's going on?" The nurse was insisting that I take them, and that I needed them, and that I must take them. I know they're doing the best they can with what they know or what they're allowed. We need to do things sooner than later.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jackie. This was marvelous. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie. That was fantastic.
Yeah. All right, guys. Jackie Childs. Thank you.
Thanks again for Jackie Childs. The other thing I have to thank Jackie for is she started talking about suppositories.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Go for it.
I really like suppositories. So I'm a pharmacist. I compound stuff. But the interesting part is legally, cannabis isn't supposed to come into the pharmacy. So it's really a weird little gray zone that even though, like, as a compounding pharmacist, I make all sorts of suppositories for all sorts of different conditions. I'm not legally allowed to make a cannabis suppository for somebody. And in fact, when you went out to BC, you found people who were teaching people at home to make suppositories.
Well, we did an episode in the Victoria Cannabis Passion Club, and I was going to talk about that. We've done an episode on just the issue that the member of the audience raised about hospital heroin and addictions, opiates. We did a podcast that we call Healing Communities, and we went back and we went to Nanaimo and talked to addicts and the people in Nanaimo were helping addicts. We went to the Victoria Compassion Club. We talked to them, and we also talked to a doctor in Gimli, Manitoba, who's helping people with cannabis. It is an astounding medicine, and it should be treated as such. And it is helping people get off opiates. So it's something to consider. So it's where are we at? We're summing up?
Yeah, we're getting close to the end. So for all of you out there with a beverage in your hand, we've created a drinking game. At this point of the podcast, I usually say something along the lines of, it's been another good one.
Another good one. And then you're supposed to drink. Of course, it's supposed to be drinking responsibly.
Every cannabis and all other things responsibly.
So once again, my name is Kirk Nyquist. I am a registered nurse.
I am Trevor Schufeld. I'm the pharmacist.
And our podcast is completely unscripted. So when you download the podcast at reefermed.ca, you're getting us as who we are, and there's no script. We're just talking to each other about cannabis.
And we're learning from really, really smart people like Jackie Childs.
Yeah, and we talk to endocannabinoid scientists. We talk to addiction specialists. We go out and talk to experts about cannabis. And if you listen to us, that's one more. A little bell goes off and I get wings. And if you tell one more person, then we got two more people listening. So have a listen to Reefer Madness, the podcast. I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you very much, everybody. Farewell to HempFest in Saskatoon.
Yeah, and we're back here tomorrow. So come back tomorrow and thanks, HempFest, for inviting us here.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was another good one. Trevor and Kirk at HempFest in Saskatoon. That was the Saturday on stage interview, and we'll have another podcast coming up soon where we'll be highlighting the Sunday performance of Trevor and Kirk on stage. In keeping, though, with the tradition of playing local music at the end of every show, this is a bit of a stretch, but today we have a song by Burton Cummings of the Guess Who is living in Saskatchewan these days, but is from Winnipeg, which is Manitoba, but he also was here performing in Dauphin at the opening of our rec facility, so that is how I have localized this. And the song by the Guess Who is Running Back to Saskatoon. So there you go. Stay tuned. We'll have another podcast, the Sunday performance of Trevor and Kirk at HempFest in Saskatoon.
Well, time to blow this joint. Like the show? Let us know. We're Reefer Madness on Instagram and Facebook, at Reefer Madness on Twitter, or head over to the website at reefermed.ca to find out what we're all about and what's coming up next. Talk to you later.
I've been hanging around gas stations. I've been wearing my ties. I've been talking to grease monkeys. I've been working on cars. Talking to playwriters. I've been working on words, phrases. Moose jaw, stop you, moose on me too. Running back to Saskatoon. Betty and Terrence and a medicine hat. Sing another prayer or two. Sing another prayer or two. Hey! Thank you.
been talking to soil farmers. I've been working on land. Moosejaw saw a big moose coming to, running back to Saskatoon.
We're gonna wait. We're gonna give you a microphone, so that we can get it on. We can get it on the episode.
Moving the mic.
Okay.
This is live podcast.